Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our feature speaker, Max Pratt.
Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith. Those are words from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Christians have an enemy. The devil seeks to destroy our faith, our trust, and hope in God. In every possible way, the devil will bring temptation and trial into our lives. His desire is to deceive us into believing a lie and surrendering ourselves to something other than an allegiance to the Lord our God. It is very possible to stand firm against the devil. It takes a great deal of effort to overcome the deceitfulness of this darkness. We pray you are resisting the lure of the evil one and that your faith in the Lord is well secured.
Once I was straying in sin's dark valley, no hope within could I see. They searched through heaven and found a Savior to save a poor lost soul like me. Oh, what a Savior! Oh, hallelujah! His heart was broken on Calvary. His hands were nail-scarred, his side was riven. He gave his lifeblood for even me.
Death's chilly waters I'll soon be crossing. His hand will lead me safe. And sing up there forevermore.
Oh, what a Savior! Oh, hallelujah! His heart was broken on Calvary. His hands were nail-scarred, his side was riven. He gave his lifeblood for even me.
Let me recall two very strong and courageous men of God. The account of God's people being set free from Egyptian bondage leads to a journey toward the land of promise. It is a promised land because God made a promise to Abraham that his descendants would live in it. God was fulfilling his promise when he delivered the Israelites from their slavery. Moses led the people to the Jordan River, where on the other side lay the fruitful land of Canaan. Moses sent out 12 men to spy out the land. When they returned to report what they found, they told of a rich and fertile land with olive groves and grape vineyards. But they also reported on finding the people had fortified their cities and some of those living there were giants. The report from 10 of those spies was that although the land is beautiful and rich, there would be no way to ever occupy it. This brought great sorrow into the hearts of the people and fear as well. God had led them out of their slavery only to face this impossible situation. However, two of the spies spoke up and encouraged the people to believe in God's mighty hand to provide for them. Joshua and Caleb stood firm upon their faith that God would and could provide the victory over those who lived in the land. They kept encouraging the people to trust in the Lord for deliverance. The account tells of God's judgment against the people because of their unbelief. God would not let them cross over the Jordan and begin to take the land. Instead, they spent the next 40 years wandering from place to place in the desert. God provided for them with manna, water, and quail. Their clothes and shoes did not wear out, and they were protected from many enemies during that time. But they did not get to enter into the land of promise because of their lack of faith in God. Joshua and Caleb set a great example for us to seek to follow in the footsteps of Jesus today. Satan will do everything possible to break our trust in the Lord, but we can stand firm in our faith. We first glean from Joshua and Caleb that standing firm is to believe in God's power and not our own. That was the problem with Israel. They approached the entrance into the land based solely upon their own strength. They did not give God glory or credit for what He had, could, and would do for them. We must place ourselves as vessels in God's hands to do His will, and we place our trust in what God can do. Jesus taught His disciples that they could trust Him. When 5,000 men needed to be fed, all the disciples could see was too little money to buy enough food and a boy's lunch of 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus knew the boy's lunch was enough. In His hands, the multitudes were fed with plenty left over. When the disciples were in the boat and the waters were so rough that they could not go any further and thought they were going to drown, Jesus knew that they had no reason to worry or to doubt with Him in the boat. He spoke to the winds and the waves, and there was a great peace over the waters and also in the hearts of those fearful disciples. To stand firm means to also speak up so others can see our own convictions. Efforts are made today so that we hide our convictions and we keep them to ourselves. But this is not the plan of God. Jesus sends us out into the world with the light of the gospel. His truth blesses the world when it comes to them. If our culture is to stop calling evil good and good evil, people must hear the truth found in the righteousness of God's revealed will. Standing firm will be like Caleb and Joshua, who stood against the majority, even to face the threat of being stoned to death. But they stood firm. Our personal lifestyles can be a great witness to the world that is rejecting God today and rejecting His moral truths. By living according to God's will regarding morality and honoring God in worship, we provide the encouragement for others to live humbly before our Creator. If we compromise and accept anything that departs from God's will, we may fail to make the difference for our children, our grandchildren, family, and our friends. We're admonished by the apostle, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Lord, let your light shine on us. Lord, let your light of your face shine on us, that we may be saved, that we may have life. from your head fall on us. Lord, let your grace from your head fall on us, that we may be saved.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com. or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.